I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And with the third pick, I made the earth
sick. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Third Pick Podcast. Man, you know, we talk about Chicago Bulls basketball here each and every week on the Barber's Chair Network. As usual, I'm your host, Scott. Here with my co-host, Mariano. Man, you know to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Barber's Chair Scott. Mariano, let them know they can follow you at.
Yeah, I'm out here, man. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? At Mariano on Twitter, two N's, two O's. I hit a ticket today, man. I may tell you, yes, depending on what she asked me for. She asked for too much. She asked for too much. I'm think she, you know, feeling a little entitled, and I'm gonna tell her no, just off GP. You know what I'm saying? But you know, at Mariano Bivens on Instagram, we here, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to all of y'all that signed up and paid the $5 and all that. If you're watching the video, you know, I decided to bring out some of my cool shirts and shit, man. You know, it's the tipsy time. Tipsy time.
You got the cool shirts, yo. I got a regular.
Yeah, man. I just decided, man, look, y'all niggas paid the $5 and y'all been listening to me tell y'all niggas paid the $5, man. You know, why not, man? Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wanted to. I was gonna put on like a hoodie or something, but it's like 80 degrees outside, man.
Yeah, you wouldn't care. It's different. It don't count out there.
We're in our fully in our spring right now. As the legend Dom Kennedy says, summer in LA starts around May 6th. Yeah. So we're almost there, but we're in the spring right now.
Baseball back too, right?
Baseball back too.
Yeah. You know Since saying? The last time we talked, even. You know what I mean? Yes, I think last time we talked, it was over. Now that shit back.
Baseball's back. Some of the spring training games actually began today.
The Dodgers got fucking Freddie Freeman. I don't know a lot about baseball, but I know Freddie Freeman is a motherfucker. Yet you don't want to.
Yeah, you out there in the A, so you already know about.
Absolutely.
That fuck Mookie Betts, Justin Turner.
Shout out to Mookie Betts, man. Mookie Betts is the coolest nigga in baseball to me because when I tuned in to baseball,
I don't know him or my boy T.A. They kind of tied.
Yeah, you know what? I've only seen you post like pictures and clips of him, so I'm going to say yes and honor your word on that. Yeah. But like the times that I've tuned into a baseball game and I saw Mookie Betts play, that nigga's cool, man. He's cool, dog. So I'm gonna take your word. Your man T.A. is cool too. Salute to him.
I love T.A. because they asked him, he said, I just play baseball because I'm good at it. The shit boring. I was like, I love Tim Anderson, man. But yeah, baseball's back,
that's
man.
That's a real
so
for you.
Everything's going on, man. But we're here to talk about Chicago Bears basketball. We're here working, unlike the Bulls.
Chicago Bulls basketball. You called us the Bears. Bears. But we have been playing like the Bears.
Well, they've been playing like the goddamn Bears.
I was about to say, yeah. It makes sense. We've been playing like the fucking Bears, man. No disrespect.
Been like the motherfucking Bears, shit. Like, they 3-7 in their last 10. These motherfuckers are three games.
That's disgusting.
Since All-Star break. Remember our All-Star episode, we were talking about what we're going to see this team is made of. Caruso's been back for a week. He had a real great performance against Cleveland. These last two, you can still, he's still trying to get his foot under him. What's your initial thoughts on just everything right now?
What the fuck did I say at the end of the last pod? What did I say, people? I said, I don't care what two games you win, you better be 2-1 by the time we talk again.
Yes.
I don't care which ones it is. I said, if you lose to the Kings, beat the Jazz because the Cavs are a gimme. And we treat the Cavs like a gimme. Early that game was closer than it should have been. We were in danger of looking like we were fooled that night. Thankfully, Caruso's, you know, mid-range performance and defense and just, you know, his presence overall. Shout out to the rest of the guys. Zach was out that night. We still won, running away with it. I want to say we won by like 10 or something like that. 101-91, I think. But then you come out in the Sacramento game, and I want to say just that first quarter just kind of felt, I had a bad feeling about the game. Just watching that first quarter. And I was just like, yeah, something don't look quite right. Maybe it's Sacramento's arena that just doesn't give me a – it's the Kings. Like, it's the fucking Kings. Like, it doesn't give me a good feeling. I don't like watching the Kings play basketball.
Nobody.
So, no, I don't. Yeah, so, like so you know that I don't – yeah, Kings fans go to the arena to watch the other team. They don't go there to watch the Kings play basketball. You know what I mean? Like, same with Orlando Magic fans. Like, cut it out. But – yeah, man, I'm disgusted. I'm thoroughly disgusted in this team. I'm, you know, dead serious. And I'm not like one of these Bulls fans that's like, you know, you guys know. We're documented. We're on, you know, we have been saying nothing but positive shit about these niggas all year long, yeah. Even when it was negative shit to say. We've been trying to keep y'all off the ledge. I'm going to need somebody to keep me off the ledge on this episode because I am fucking disgusted. The Jazz game, I'll tell you why I'm mad about that. Rudy Gobert had like 4 fouls late in that game. And any team with, like, a good big man – we're going to get into that later. Don't worry about it. Any team with a good big man that's just aggressive, can attack, can, you know, force the referees to, like, make those calls, put pressure on them, fouls him out or at least makes him sit down until it's fucking 3 minutes left in the fourth. What the fuck? Like, what are we doing? We let Donovan Mitchell damn near go out there and set a record on us.
Bruh, he had game stats in a quarter. Now, bro,
in the third quarter, it was over. Yeah, no, third quarter, he smoked us. Yeah.
I didn't see the game at all. I was covering. I was en route, and when I got to the game, I was covering the Clippers.
Yeah, I remember you hit me and said, well, thankfully, I won't be home to see it. So.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, because you texted me the day before. Like, I got a feeling. Like,
I had a good feeling about us. I had a good feeling about us going into that game because I was like, bro, they're coming off laying this fucking egg against Sacramento. They're still on the, you know, the coast. We beat Utah last time. You know, maybe that plays a part. We ain't seen them in a minute. And look at this shit.
Yeah, I you know, we're always here to try to take y'all off the ledge, man. I wouldn't say I'm on the ledge. I'm just irritated right now. I'm irritated because they're playing shit basketball, man. That's what's pissing me off. And, like, I wasn't mad at the Utah loss because that was in my schedule losses. I'm mad at that damn Sacramento Kings game. Yeah. Like, when you're in a battle right now, and we'll get into how close they are with, you know, the Cavs and the Celtics. Like, that's funny. They're like a win streak away from being a third seed. Or even a second seed and a win streak and been in a lose streak been in playing. So I'm just irritated. Like, I'm not angry. Like, I was legitimately angry at that Sacramento game. Like, it took me the whole night to cool off. Like, I had to put my phone away because, you know, I was gonna just be tweeting like some of these angry Bulls fans I get mad at. So I was pissed. But it's just, it's multiple things that's like concerning. This defense is just so bad. Like, the pick and roll defense is the Achilles heel of this team. One, the Achilles heel. The other team is, other reason is they can't fucking rebound, which we saw time and time again at the end of that fucking game against Sacramento. And I'm pretty sure it was a problem against Utah. I didn't see it, but I'm pretty sure that was the issue too.
Yes.
With Gobert out there. It's like you're giving teams other more opportunities. You can't do that to them come playoff time. And then also, I just don't like the nonchalant attitude of this team. Like, after every game, I got to go hear Zach and DeMar and, you know, now Caruso saying, you know, well, we know that we, you know, we sense the urge. There's no sense of urgency. We know that we can play this way. Well, fucking play that way.
Yeah, what you
and,
mean?
You know, and it's like, it's, you know, I know we look at, you know, Zach's numbers and, you know, and I give all credit to Zach because I understand he's not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
That knee is not.
Yeah,
not
that 100%. Knee is bad. Yeah.
That knee is cooked and it's not going to get better until the end of the regular season when he eventually go get surgery on it. It is what it is. Or get it cleaned up. Probably not surgery. He'll probably get it cleaned up. And just rest and relaxation. You know, that'll help him. But it's just unfortunate. But they can. The defensive effort is like, maybe, like I said, maybe because I'm a Chicago Bears fan, I just can't take bad defense on any of my sports teams.
It's annoying.
It's annoying, bro. Like, and
bad defense and turnovers, bro. It's fucking annoying, man.
They had 11 turnovers in the first fucking quarter against Sacramento. Man, listen,
dog, I hit one of my homeboys up and I told him, I said, dog, I don't know if it's because maybe I'm just getting older and I've been watching the game so long that like little shit is starting to like really make me mad. But turnovers, even when it's not my team, it just makes me mad because I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Yeah, like, what are you doing? You made a pass that I saw from my fucking couch that, like, no, you shouldn't do that. Like, why would you do that? It's continue, brother.
Yeah, it's annoying. You know, I just feel like, you know, all the good vibes of this season have been sucked out. No matter how I feel about, you know, expectations, which I said, like, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not mad because they're still on pace to finish. Well, I mean, they're the exact seed we predicted. At the beginning of the season, fifth seed, we both said 48 wins. And so they're still on that trajectory. But it's just the fun is not, it's not as been as fun as before. And a lot of it has to do, and I know people are tired of hearing about this, but it's the injuries. Like, you know, this team has not been healthy, has not had their entire roster one time all year. Because even when the season started, I mean, but Kobe wasn't playing. Yep. So we haven't seen this full team of strength, and that doesn't give them a pass for as bad as they've been fucking playing. I'm just saying this, it's unfortunate. And like on another note, too, it's like the Warriors are kind of going through this thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They just got their big three, and now Steph's out for basically the rest of the regular season.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I love Steph, so I'm, you know.
Steph is my favorite player.
Yeah.
So it's like you had that Golden State big three for one game for the first time in 3 years, and now all of a sudden, now they got to be without Steph for the rest of the regular season. And so it's the same thing with the Bulls. Bulls are probably the most impacted team with injuries and COVID out of everybody.
By far.
But with that being said, that doesn't change effort. That doesn't change you playing defense. I don't know. And there's nobody. Everybody's at fault. Billy's at fault at here. Mm-hmm. Billy, some of Billy's rotations don't make no damn sense. Mm-hmm. He takes players out too late sometimes. Mm-hmm. Way too early sometimes. You know, even I feel like he's taking Tristan out way too early a couple times when he's been cooking. And it's just like, you know, this team really has not played good basketball all calendar year. I mean, we had a month or two where DeMar was playing out of his fucking mind, so that covered up a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
But this team has extreme issues, bro. Extreme issues.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of upset and annoyed about just how they're playing.
Yeah.
And I can't give them the benefit of the doubt anymore. And just also the body language. Like, they get upset and yell at the refs, like, get back on defense, man. Like, they're showing young team things right now, which is what we all said was going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to say the one thing that's like pissed me off the most, like you said, is effort. Shout out to my man Sean. He fucked with the podcast. He's a resident Chicago dude. That's my dog.
Shout out to him.
He texted me during that game and he was like, bruh, what's up with the Bulls? You know what I'm saying? And me and him both just kind of agreed that it's an effort thing, like me and you talked about before many times. Like, talent-wise, I'm not, you know, we can play with anybody, right? Like, injuries aside or whatever, you got DeMar, you got Boots, you can play with anybody. Effort is another thing. So my thing with them is, like, that Sacramento game, the effort just wasn't there. When you look at the Utah game, the effort wasn't there from the jump, bro. They were not defending three-point shooters, and that's the one thing that I cannot stand. Like, I can't accept it.
We weren't,
you know, good. They had Mike Conley looking like the second coming of Steph. Mike Conley was a sharpshooter, bro.
Worse than Mike Conley. Y'all let Jordan Clarkson drop 26.
Man, listen, every time I looked up, Jordan Clarkson was hitting a mid-range jumper on us or a floater. And there's no disrespect to Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, no disrespect.
He came a long way. That man, he put the work in. Yeah. He's one of those guys who is on
much
that
much better league. Player than he was in LA.
Absolutely, he is much better player. You know, from early on, where you thought he was just going to be a forgotten player in the league, he's good. He shouldn't have did that to us, though. That's just simple as that. I don't give a fuck, home, away, anything. He shouldn't have did that to us. Like, it just is what it is, and it comes down to effort. You're not getting hands in faces. You're not getting bodies moving. You're not yelling at niggas, even. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't like it. And you know, overall, I can take a loss. That's cool, but let it be a hard-fought loss. Don't let it be some shit to where it's like we got down 11 and then you trimmed the lead to 2 and then you got back down 10 and then you got it back. It's like you playing games. You keep flipping this invisible switch. Like, bro, no, just play like that. Yeah. I don't think anybody has told them, like, hey, no, you know that switch you flip? You know you can just keep that on and just play like that, right? Like, you know that can just be you. You don't have to turn that on when you get down 10. Like, and it's starting to get disgusting to me because, like, we only come alive when we get down by 8 or 9 points.
Yes, those little last-minute fourth-quarter comebacks. Like,
I hate them.
In Sacramento, we were getting our ass kicked by 21 and a half.
We narrowed it to 3, and that was it.
We got it down to 1, back. Remember?
You're right.
And they went on a 10-2 run.
You're right, and that was it. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't stand for shit like that. You know, and like you said, injuries and all that, I get that. I understand. But effort is something that I don't – if you're out there, that's what next man up mean. Next man's up mean like give a fuck. Come on the court and care. That's all. Billy, again, like, you're not going to escape none of this shit either, because like you said, that's my biggest gripe, and I'm glad you brought that up. Tristan Thompson. Like, bro, he's offensive rebounding.
He's doing his job.
He's doing exactly what me and you both said he would do when we come here, what we were excited about him bringing to this team. But Billy is just like, all right, I've seen enough. You did good, but come sit down. It's like, why?
Let's go back to Javonte Green.
Yeah. And Javonte Green, he can hit some timely threes and all of that, but he's feast or famine when it comes to like.
And that's the thing. Javonte wasn't supposed to be a starter all year.
Absolutely.
He was a starter because Pat got hurt.
Right.
And so I can't get mad at Javonte for being, you know, what he is. And that's also part of the problem, too, of why this team is bad, because you've got teams, you got players who are not in, they've been in bigger roles for longer than they thought they were expected to be coming into this fucking season.
Yeah, they're coming back
and
down
to earth. We're getting these players back, and it's going to take a minute for them to get some chemistry. I mean, Caruso looked like Caruso against the Cavs.
Oh, yeah.
But then you could tell, like, he still got to get back in the game. Shit. He said himself after the game, yeah. I haven't had any practices really, you know.
That soreness after the game is that different,
soreness,
bro.
Yeah. And I was glad to hear that, you know, everything was good structurally.
Right.
It was
just
soreness. But so you got to deal with that. But also on the offense, I'm not letting the offense off the hook either, because offense just looks – it's ugly.
It's stale,
it's
man.
It's stale. Like, and like Zach, I love Zach, but Zach sometimes has some of the dumbest fourth quarter decisions I've ever seen in my life. Some of his shots just don't make no sense. Like, they had one shot, I think DeMar hit over Atlanta, and it was all over on the social media accounts because he made it. But it was four niggas on him.
Yeah.
Pass the fucking ball, man.
That's one of those shots that you're kind of upset when it goes in, because you know they're going to make them take it again. It's like, come
bad
on.
Bad habits.
Yep. And we talked about that. We talked about this all season long. What I don't want to see you guys do is to win games that you should have lost, because you'll think you did the right thing.
Yep.
Like, we won some games here and there that maybe we should have lost, but talent prevailed and we got the upper hand on guys. But it's like, bro, you're taking this shit into the playoffs, bro. It's March. 2 weeks from now, it'll be April. We cannot be fucking around and dragging our feet now, dog. This is the time when Billy need to close that door and get to yelling like Meek Mill and that motherfucker, dog. Like, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like,
playoffs.
I, you know.
Playoffs start 3 weeks from this Saturday.
Man, listen,
right around the fun court. We have 13 more games left
in
this fucking
season,
bro. And, you know, so here's the question. We can go sit up here and talk about, like, all the issues with the team, and we know what the issues are. What can they do to fix it? Because something's got to fucking give. You're only two games up in the loss column over Cleveland and Toronto, man.
They need to see teams that they're better than get ahead of them. They need to see, like, teams that, like really look at what's going on in the NBA and really look at what Cleveland is doing. Look at what Toronto is doing. They're getting signature wins. You know what I'm saying? Cleveland just battled Philly down to the fucking death.
Yeah.
To the wire. Some shit that we would
battle
not
Philly
do.
Philly better than we have all fucking year.
Right.
And that's without their center to slow down Embiid.
This is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And then another one of their stars out for the season. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, that's, they're literally the definition of, like, no excuses. They're playing the way that we should be playing, except we have way more talent. So we should be smoking them. This shouldn't even be a conversation. But the fact that it is means that they're being coached better and they give a fuck. That's really all it comes down to. So when you ask the question, what can we do to fix this? Just care. Just go out there and care, dog. Like, you guys are like out here on the yacht eating the caviar and drinking, and you don't realize, like, bro, you still had to go play the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, figuratively speaking, like, you guys out here on vacation, just on the water, just like, oh, yeah, well, we won 40 games. It's cool. We'll wait to the playoffs. No. You can't wait to the playoffs. No.
You can't, especially when you've never
you gonna fuck around to be in a playing game, playing around like y'all niggas is playing.
Right.
Dead serious.
I think, to me, it's simple. Two words. Actually, three words. Play fucking defense, man. On the defensive end. Like, that was – I didn't watch the game, but I saw the post-game show. Shout out to Jason Goff, Kendall Gill, Will Perdue, everybody, NBC Sports in Chicago. Shout out to them for uploading those episodes on the YouTube, because I'm outside the market and I can't watch it. So shout out to them uploading. So I was watching the post-game show, and Kendall Gill does this thing where he breaks down, like, key plays, and they'll just play, like, at the end of the game, right when the Jazz won their 14-0 run in the fourth quarter, which put it up, which is 14-0 run is nuts.
That's ridiculous.
You can't do that. And there was this play. I think Jordan Clarkson missed a three. Bulls didn't get the rebound. They missed another three.
Yeah.
Bulls didn't get the rebound.
Yep.
They kick it up, and they leave a guy wide open, and Zach walks to him. Doesn't run. Zach walks to him, wide open three, and that sparks the 14-0 run. And I'm like, that type of shit is effort. That type of shit is inexcusable.
Yeah. And right when you started breaking down that play, I seen the ball going through the fucking net, bro. Because I remember watching the game, and it's just like, dog, if y'all not going to defend three-point shooters and y'all going to let this man go out, like Donovan Mitchell hit like 9 threes on us.
Yeah.
Like nine
career
threes.
High.
Yes.
High.
He career like high. He could have – the funny shit is the ones that he missed, he could have just as well made those and they could have smoked us. Crazy. He could have broke the fucking record. Like, what's the record, 12? I want to say it's 12. Yeah, 12. Kobe hit 12. He almost like I was looking at the shot chart because I'm like, wait a minute, he gotta have like 10 or 11 on it because everything he threw up just went down. Like, you know, for all you like college basketball fans, Utah looked last night like how Colorado State looked today against Michigan. Every fucking three was falling, every three, corner three, top of the key. It didn't matter, like any three you put up, man, and that shit was just disgusting, though. It really was. Like you have to make a team work. If they're gonna beat you with threes, you deserve to get your ass whooped. Period.
Yeah, you deserve to get your ass whooped. And that was, like, I think, the most annoying game I've seen this season when they didn't guard the three was remember that game like early December against the Heat. And remember, we had a lot of guys out, but so did they.
Listen,
like, they actually had more guys out than we did. And nigga, we let Duncan Robinson take our ass to fucking school.
Fellow Wolverines, but still. You know,
can't have that, man.
Yeah, you can't have
not
it.
In the playoffs. So let's take a look at this. I'm looking at the box score from last night's game. This goes into our Vooch topic.
Oh,
it's like
boy. Fun time.
We've got Zach had a great game, 33 points, 11 for 20 from the field, 5 for 10 from the 3-point line, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. And then you got DeMar, pretty solid game, 25 points. But Vooch can't be going 5 for 14, 0 for 6 from 3. Why the fuck is he shooting that many goddamn threes? And you know, it's just he finished with 10 points.
Like, we lost by 15 points. This guy gave us 0 from 3 and he missed 9 shots, like,
yeah,
overall, right? Like, what am I supposed to say at this point? Because I've been defending Vooch all year.
We've been
defending Vooch all year.
All fucking year, man.
And it started.
I want to point something out before you go on your rant, bro.
Yeah.
I know you got me. Before I forget to start, I was watching the scores video, and I forgot some guy. I wish I remember his name and the site he worked for. But he broke down 3 amazing points on Vooch. He said, number one, you can't look. And he said the Bulls were kind of desperate when they signed Vucevic because they had to, you know, reestablish culture, get back on the map. He said from that aspect, the trade worked. Because that trade got guys to want to come to Chicago. It got the Caruso's. It got DeMar. I mean, DeMar said himself that he wouldn't come to Chicago if Vooch wasn't here because Vooch was his college teammate. So he said, so from that, if you look at the trade from that aspect, it works. But you need more from him. He said, you look at what you're getting from DeMar and Zach. They're putting up like 25, 30 a night, and he's putting up like 15 and some shit like that. That can't work. He said, and as great as he said, he helps you get to the next level. He said, but the Bulls on another level now. And that might have to be addressed in the offseason where you might have to get rid of a Vooch to bring in a defensive guy. And he said, your third guy doesn't have to score because you got Vooch. I mean, because you got DeMar and Zach were so good that he brought up I don't know if this is actually going to happen or not. But he brought up, he said, what if Rudy Gobert hits the market this year, this offseason, because him and Donovan are beefing? That's a guy who you could come against. So basically, long story short, Vooch, just because the trade was good at the time, and I still looked at it as a good trade, he's got to pull his own weight. And if not, he's going to be dealt with at the end of the season.
Yeah, no, and that's an excellent point. Like, I'm glad you brought that up because, yes, we needed him at the time that we got him, like you said, to get over the hump, to kind of change the narrative about Chicago Bulls sports. Nobody wants to play there. They can't get, you know, they're not going to make the deals and things like that. We were in the Gar Pax era, standing pat. That changed it from, like, even our perspective on the Bulls. We started looking at them different, which is most important. Now, like you said, now that we're here, we need you to kind of, you know.
Brother, I do not mean to cut you off, but we have got breaking news.
Oh, shit, what happened?
In football, Davante Adams has been traded to the Las Vegas Raiders.
No!
2 prime 2022 picks. The fucking AFC West.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. So, what the fuck was him and Aaron Rodgers doing this whole, like, posting these cryptic, you know,
that's
like.
That's what I'm saying.
Because, like, did they consult with. I wonder how Aaron Rodgers feel about this shit now.
That's what,
like,
I want to know. What
did he have
fuck?
A say-so in it?
That's what I want
to. Cause goddamn, bro, I thought their whole plan was like to come back and do it again together.
And that's why I thought part of the reason he came and signed.
That's
back.
Part of the reason why he said, yeah, when he signed back. And I know that Devontae told the Packers he wasn't gonna play under the franchise tag, if I'm not mistaken. he wanted to, you know, get he wanted to get paid. Like, you know, it is what it is. But damn, dog, that's fucked up,
bro. The NFL,
what is AR going to do?
I
know you don't give a fuck. I know. But damn, like, I'm just, you know, being objective. It's like, I thought that was the deal. Package deal was AR and
Devonta. All jokes aside, I thought that he's gonna get his deal. Like no.
I thought that came when Aaron Rodgers coming back.
Yeah, I thought exactly.
Wow.
Bro, I was talking, I'm like, hold up.
Wow. Nah, nigga, this, I thought you were about to say something real. About
and the Raiders are giving him a 5-year contract.
Oh, that's disrespectful. Woo.
The AFC West, baby.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
The AFC West.
Damn, that's disrespectful. Oof.
All right. Well, yeah, go back to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Back to regular schedule program.
Yeah, back to reality, man. Back to life, back to reality. The thing about, you know, about Vooch is like, yes, you put us over the top. But now that we're over the top, you can't just exist here and just start telling us what you did yesterday or what you did to get us here. Like, that's cool. And we're not ungrateful for that. You know, you're the catalyst. You sparked the, you know, you sparked it. You got the will in motion for us to get DeMar, for, you know, the culture to change. Cool, that's great. But now what?
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, the old cliche shit, you can't win today's game off yesterday's points, my nigga. We need you to do something. If you take your first 2 or 3 three-pointers and you see they're not falling, get your ass down on the block. Yeah. Make those referees call those calls.
Way too much, man.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm sorry, bro, but he's soft. He's starting to play like fucking, I don't want to say his name. I don't want to say his name, and I'm not going to, but his initials is CB. And he's starting to play like that nigga to me, dog. Like, you starting to settle a lot.
He's starting to play like the Booze Crews.
Man, listen, you starting to play like that nigga, man, for real. And you starting to do a lot of the things that made me mad with him and that lost his favor with Bulls faithful over those years. You starting to settle for too many jumpers. I know they can fall some nights. But when you know that they're not falling, please get on the block, bro. The referees, you're too big. They're going to have to foul you. This is not a big man league anymore. It's a guard league. When you get down there and you get hacked and your fucking hair get to flying, they're going to call the foul. That 5 for 14 could have easily been 10 for 14, bro. Even if we still lost, give me some effort. And I think that's the point that Bulls fans and listeners of this pod need to understand. It's not all about the win or the loss every time. It's about the fucking effort in the game. If Vucevic had went out there, went 9 for 14, and we lost, fuck it. 5-0 for 6? Come on, dog. No.
But you know what's also annoying about Vooch? Vooch, when he's against sorry-ass centers, he's posting up. Nigga looks like, you know, a European fucking Hakeem Olajuwon, nigga. Like, but when it's against physical bigs, like a Rudy Gobert or like a Joel Embiid, he pussies out.
Pussy.
And I have been sitting here and protecting this man all fucking year. But I can't do it anymore. We need more from you, bro.
Yeah.
I can't defend you anymore. You are looking like the Booze Crews out here right now.
Yep.
Because you got a game last night where DeMar has 25, Zach has 33. If you get 20, we win that fucking game.
Yeah. Yeah.
We win that fucking game. So it's like, I need him to.
It's disgusting, man. I saw it in the Atlanta game. I told you. I saw the shit live up close in person. And I was looking at Vooch play, and I was just like, this nigga's a liability because his man is scoring every time and he's not, period. So I don't give a fuck what you give us on the other end. If you're not scoring but your man is every time and he hitting threes on your ass and you're nowhere to be found, you're closing out at the end to make it look good on film. Like, no, dog, no. And I need Billy to address that kind of shit. No, Vooch, stop fucking shooting.
And that's nothing. What do Billy be telling these niggas?
Billy still acting like he ain't fucking. Like, bro, what's wrong with you? Right. What's wrong with you, dog? Tell that nigga stop shooting the ball. Stop shooting, Vooch. Look at this shit. Go show him every miss that he had and tell him, look at this. This is not working. Go down here.
Yeah.
Stand there. We will get you the ball. If you want the ball 10 times in a row to start the game, we will give the ball to you. Nobody can stop you. Go get it. Like, what the – like, it's frustrating because I know he can do it. I wouldn't be mad at him if I thought he was a bum.
Right. We know what type of caliber player you are. And I think the thing that pisses me off the most is like when you notice that shots not working, you gotta adjust. And I think it's the number one team. When I just think with Vooch, this whole team, they don't adjust. When shit gets hot in the kitchen, they don't know how to react. When pressure comes up, this team starts hooping like an AAU team. It's fucking ridiculous. Like Zach, I seen a play against Sacramento, nigga, that almost made me throw my fucking food. I'm sitting there eating my dinner watching. This nigga went on a fucking break. It was like a 2-on-1 break. This nigga takes 5 steps back and shoots a 3. We down 1. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? So it's things like that that piss me off. And Vooch has to be like, okay, this 3 ain't falling. Let me get my big ass in the post. And you know how we always complain about this team not going to the free throw line? It's because they don't try to get to the fucking basket. It's like in the fourth quarter when we came back, Zach was like, oh, I'm fast as shit. Niggas can't stop me when I'm trying to get to the basket. And what happened? He got to the free throw line. If Vooch goes out there, even if he's getting mugged, guess what? You're going to the free throw line.
Period.
So I need that type of shit to snap out of it. And so Vooch, I'm telling you right now, Vooch got these 13 games and the playoffs or play in, whatever the fuck happens with us.
And we need a signature W in there too. Not just some pussy W against a team we were supposed to beat anyway. No. Show up and play fucking basketball, bro. For real. It's time now.
Fucking AK and Mark Evans have shown they are not scared to move on from things that are not working. That's all I'm saying. He got to come out there and put it together, man. Enough is enough, Vooch. I can't defend you no more, my guy.
I'll say this to Vooch. No matter what transgressions you had in the regular season, I might not have liked any of them, you know, and it's cool. You're not perfect. Cool. What you can do is fix this shit in the playoffs. I'm not saying you got to go win a ring. But if you are the reason why we don't advance, trust me, your ass is out of here this summer.
Yeah.
Trust me. Just don't be the reason that we don't advance because, you know, yeah, shit gonna start to get ugly for niggas. I'm gonna just say that, man.
Yeah, man. Like, I started watching the game, started thinking, okay, who's gonna piss me off?
Yeah.
In the playoffs. And honestly, it might be all of them because DeMar still got to beat the Chargers of DeFrozan. He got to beat the DeFrozan allegations.
I don't want to say this to put this on his name because I like him a lot. I got his jersey. Love watching him play basketball in person. But the person I'm most afraid of doing that to us is Zach. Not because I don't think Zach is talented. It's not because I don't think Zach is talented.
He goes full Westbrook.
It's because Zach is going to get to the playoffs and be like, hell yeah. And he's going to forget. And you know what happened when the playoffs come? The hoes go to playoff games.
Hey, man.
He going to look in the crowd and be like, oh, bad. Yeah, that's okay. And he going to pull up from the logo like fucking Damian Lillard. And he might be on the couch with Damian Lillard fucking around. So I don't, you know, I love Zach. I'm telling y'all this right now. Don't take what I'm saying as slander. Don't take what I'm saying as shitting on Zach. It's not. I love Zach. Love him. I'm just nervous. Yeah. That's all. Just nervous.
I'm just nervous about him, man. But let's get to a little bit of good news with the Bulls, man. More cavalry on the way. It's funny because I said we're going to give them some good news, and I got some bad news after that. But Patrick Williams has been cleared for full contact practice. He has been sent to the Windy City Bulls, which is the Bulls G League affiliate. He will play a couple games this weekend, and he will be back next week. In uniform, Billy Donovan said that the game against Toronto was 50-50, but he will be in uniform sometime next week. Man, how we feeling about P-Dub?
Man. Back
first time since early October.
Yeah, I'm so fucking happy. I'm so fucking happy, and I'm always happier for him than I am just for us as fans because I really want him to get his just due as a great player in this league because I really do think he has the potential to be one of those guys, like one of those top guys you see in – he need the commercials that Baker Mayfield bum ass got. Oh, that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, put my man Pete Dub up there, the Paul and all that. I'm just happy. I'm happy overall because it's like finally we get a chance to see, you know, at least something that looks like what this team can be at full strength. Especially if Pat is out there doing what I said a couple episodes ago, playing defense, just staying engaged. I'm not really worried about his offense right now. I just want him to get conditioned, back to game speed, back to game shape. Get used to, you know, kind of the timing, get on the same page with the guys and shit like that. So I'm just excited, though. I'm really just super excited for him, man, really.
Yeah. I'm excited for Pat. You know, Pat is my guy. I remember our draft day pod, and you weren't 100% sure. I was like, look, man, I'm telling you, this kid has potential. This kid has potential. Now, I'm not expecting him to realize his potential this year. There's two things I want from Patton, we were screaming all fucking episode. Defense and rebounding. put a body out there. He's a physical forward. Now, I think Billy did confirm that Javonte still will be starting the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. And the Pat will be coming off the bench, which is fine with me. You know,
makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Defend, rebound, and whatever offense we get from him is the cherry on top. I'm just excited that he's getting out there, getting reps and getting ready. He's been with the whole team, with the team the entire year. He's not been, you know, how some guys get injured and they be out for a long time. You don't see him on the bench. He's been on the bench. He's been in, on the
He's
road.
Been engaged. Yeah.
He's been engaged. He's been around. I love how he wore Caruso jersey last Saturday when Caruso came back.
That's still my favorite thing about this team is the camaraderie. Yeah. Let's not get it twisted. I have my gripes about them on the court, but off the court, I love it. Because when Caruso came back and Zach was out, Zach walked up to him after the game and, you know, took the headband. He was, you know, engaging with him and talking shit. So I love that part for sure. Again, the only reason why we're getting upset at these niggas is because we know what they can be. If we thought this was a – go listen to a Sacramento Kings podcast.
If they have them.
They don't give a fuck, probably. They're looking at probably like the jersey, you know, design for next season or whatever, or the new popcorn – recipe they got in the stadium. They don't care because they don't expect much. I expect a lot from this team. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why we're, you know, we have to have these episodes, dog. We come in here and lie to y'all and act like everything is all, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, nah, they good. They nah, no,
like it'd be a fucking lie. And I'm shout to everybody who listens to us. We don't lie to y'all, man.
Yeah, no, we're not gonna lie to y'all. So the same
if we
time,
lie to y'all, we be up here acting like everything all good right now.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, we're gonna call people out, dog. Vooch, you see, lad. We talked about Vooch. I said, hey man. That nigga looking shaky. I saw it in person. I don't like it. I don't, you know, and he's just doing more of that shit. So, you know, overall, I still feel good about the team. I'm still positive about the team. They just got to get their shit together. That's all. Just get your shit together, dog.
Get
you know
your
what
shit
I'm
together, man.
Get your shit together.
Get your shit together, period. Man. So, looking forward to seeing Pat next week, man. If you're watching the video version, you wonder why my eyes keep looking at my phone. It's sports has been nuts these last couple.
I'm trying to see weeks, what it's man. I don't even say this nigga name, man. The nasty guy. I'm trying to see what he.
I heard
it was the Falcons. I don't know if it's official, but
Well, you know, Kyle Pitts kind of like
said, and then they signed Casey Hayward. And he was like, "This is what I was talking. This is what I was talking about. Like, get the fuck out of here."
Well, a lot of people don't know. Real niggas like me know. Him and Deshaun have the same fucking agent. That nigga knows something, bro.
He knows
like,
something.
Come on, bro. Yeah, you're not gonna tweet that for that.
One of the guys who I don't know if he covers the team or not, but he was just saying like, you know, it's kind of being finalized. I think Matt Ryan was rumored to have like put his house up, you know, his house in Georgia on the market. And all this type of shit. So, I mean, you know, when that type of talk get thrown around, most of the time, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So, like, we'll see. We'll see what's
going on. Yeah, definitely, man. I don't know what Cleveland's going to do, but fuck them.
Hey, you know what's so crazy? That nigga Baker, man, Baker. You really think you like that and you not. You really think you like that, dog. You on TV for more commercials than you are for football. Nobody fuck with you like that. Not even Cleveland. You said you want to get traded. They said, yo, dog, no.
Baker is wilding, but at the same time, there'll definitely be a market for him because a lot of these motherfuckers out here have no quarterbacks,
man,
and they will take whatever. Look at fucking Indianapolis.
Mediocre white man, I tell you.
But let's get to more bad news, unfortunately. More bad news, unfortunately, on the injury front, man. Alonzo Ball, who we thought was going to be back like in a week or two, still no timeline for his return. He has not done any ramped up exercising. He hasn't even been practicing 202s yet. He's not even running at full speed yet. He's nursing two injuries right now. The one that he had the surgery for and the one that, like a bruise he had. So they don't know. He said, it's starting to sound like right now, either he's not going to be ready for the playoffs or he's going to get maybe three games in before
second
the playoffs.
Round. Second round. We'll see Lonzo in the second round.
I love the confidence.
I
love that. I'm expecting to be full Chicago White Sox by the second round. Hopefully you're right. But what's your thoughts on Lonzo, man, and like the whole thing? Because I don't want to call Lonzo injury prone, but he's about to be on injury prone Boulevard.
I think he's the GPS is telling him to make that turn and he's not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like he's right there.
Your
and
destination
like,
is 5 minutes away.
Yeah, it keep interrupting the song he listens to. He's probably listening to his own music, you know, Lonzo. But I feel like Lonzo, you know, because he got a baby and all type of shit. So like he's like probably on dad duty. He's enjoying dad duty a lot. I'm trying to bring a little optimism here, right? He's on dad duty, so he's telling the team like, oh man, hell no, dog, my knee, man. Yeah, I can't do it, dog. My shit, like he on the phone with him, FaceTime and shit. Like, oh yeah, my shit can't even, you know. But when he get off, he playing fucking, you know, whatever, like, you know, with his kid. I hope he heals up soon. I'm going to go out on the limb here, like I said, you know, and say he will be back second round, because I'm going to say that we'll still be here second round, depending on who we play. But I think that's the earliest we can probably expect him back, because like you said earlier, the playoffs start 3 weeks from, you know, fucking Saturday. You know what I mean? So basically 3 weeks. So it's like, if he's not making any progress on any of that, that means that at least 2 months before we're like even thinking seriously about him playing, not just playing basketball, playing effective, bottom line, game changing, winning basketball in the playoffs. It's a lot to ask. This isn't November and you're asking him to come back and like do something before the All-Star break. You're asking him to actually come in here and save your season after not playing for so long due to, you know, significant injury. So,
and he was dealing with COVID. Lonzo's played two games since Christmas.
Yeah, that nigga played two more games than us since Christmas. So, I mean, just think about it like that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So,
and we on the couch, nigga.
Like, yeah, I don't know, man. It doesn't look good. If you ask me, like, where I'm at, like, worry wise on a 1 to 10, I'm at like an 8. Yeah, I'm at like an 8.
We gonna get in the word rankings in a minute. Don't you worry, Bulls fans. We're here all, and we're here. I wish we had a like a live call in line. You know, so we can, you know, talk to everybody. speaking of, let's make the announcement right here. We're gonna be doing live shows. After every Bulls playoff game. Hopefully, it will be a playoff game, not a play in.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie. If it's a play in game, I ain't gonna be on the show. I'll tell you right now, I'm telling niggas right now. If it's a play in game, y'all gonna see Scott with some other niggas.
We're not doing, if it's a play-in, we're not doing no live shows.
It's gonna be two other niggas up here with a whole different show, man. I'm telling you, I'm not doing it.
Right.
They don't deserve it.
If and when the Bulls solidify that playoff spot, we'll be doing live third pick post-game shows. So check your boys out. And also, me and Dante are gonna be doing for Ball Don't Lie on nights that the Bulls don't have a playoff game throughout the NBA Finals. So look out for that. But my thoughts on Lonzo is I'm upset, but at the same time, I understand it is a knee. Especially when you're a guard, you don't want to push on that knee. So if it's not ready, it's not ready. Does it suck? 100%. We're going to miss his defense. The offense doesn't look as discombobulated when he's out there, because I know we love Ayo, but he's our starting point guard. But the thing that's going to hurt us the most with Lonzo is his three-point shooting. Our three-point shooting has been god-awful since he has been hurt. God-awful.
Man.
You know, funny thing about Lonzo, like I always say, he'll have like 18 points. None of them shits be off. Will be a
word.
All them shits will be off.
I'll be surprised if we hit a three now. Yeah.
Bruh. Like, and so like Lonzo, like smoke a layup, but he'll hit like a super deep.
Word.
So we're going to miss that. But, you know, like I said, it's good to have a contingency plan in Ayo. You know what I'm saying? You can't rely too much on him because he's a rookie. But he's the most mature rookie we've seen. So it's going to suck. My prediction is, my concern level, I'm with you. I'm about an 8 because I would not be shocked if we get like a KC Johnson send a tweet out in about 2 weeks. Lonzo Ball's out, you know, throughout the playoffs. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if we got that. But yes, I'm hoping that the last 3 to 4 games, we have a long home streak. Like I'm looking, I have the schedule up right here. The Bulls, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of their last 6 are at the crib. I'm hoping sometime in that home streak, home stand, that he'll be back and just get his legs under. Now we're mixing a lot of things now. You got, you know, Caruso, who's still trying to get better. You're going to have Pat, who's been out the longest out of all of them. You know what I'm saying? He's got to get back in rhythm. So you got three key guys trying to get back in rhythm. So it's going to be tough. But my confidence level on that is innate. But we're just getting into more.
I hope this shit don't look like you know, the end of the 5 Heartbeats when they all had to get back together at the party and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't sung together in so long, dog. Now you just got to get up at the you know, the reunion, at the party with the family. And you got the old crippled ass dance move. Like, I just don't want that to happen. when the guys get back together, man.
When they was all singing at the barbecue.
Yeah, man. Motherfucker almost fell. Like, I don't want to, you know, come on, man. You know, I want nothing but good things for the boys for the rest of the season because we suffered enough. Like, come on, dog.
We suffered enough, man, and we finna suffer even more from what I'm trying to figure out a perfect name for this episode. I'm gonna call it the True Serum or something like that. Anyway, this is the upcoming schedule. So the question I want to ask you got you, my friend.
Oh man,
confidence level of staying in and out of the play. And before you give your confidence level on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest of your concern, 10 is the highest your concern. I'm gonna give you all 13 games of these three guys. So the race for the final two playoff spots in the Eastern Conference, 13 games remaining between our beloved Chicago Bulls, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Toronto Raptors. Two games separate. The Bulls are the fifth seed, Raptors are the sixth seed. I mean, the Cavs and Raptors are tied for 6-7. Here's the schedule breakdown. So, the Bulls at Phoenix, or by the time you listen to this, at Phoenix tonight, at home against Toronto, which would be a massive fucking game for the standings. Then you've got a, oh my God, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-game road trip.
Oof.
At Milwaukee, at New Orleans, playing real good, at Cleveland. They got Caris LeVert back, and also they said that Jared Allen is supposed to be coming back because he's not going to have surgery. Now, we don't know how effective he's going to be, but he's going to be playing. Then we go to Madison Square Garden to play the Knicks. Then we go to Chocolate City to play the Washington Wizards. Then we come home for a 5-game set against the Los Angeles Clippers. PG will probably be playing by then. Then against the Miami Heat. Then against the Milwaukee Bucks. Then against the Boston Celtics. Then against the Charlotte Hornets. And then they end the season against the Minnesota Timberwolves, who will still be playing for something because they're trying to get that 60. They don't want to be in the play-in. So that's the Bulls schedule. We're not done. Here's the Cleveland Cavaliers schedule. At home against the Denver Nuggets, at home against the Detroit Pistons, at home against the Los Angeles Lakers, on the road against Toronto, at home against our Bulls, at home against the Magic, at home against the Mavericks, on the road against the Hawks, on the road against the Knicks, at home against Philadelphia, on the road against Orlando, on the road against Brooklyn, and a end of season at home against Milwaukee Bucks. Much lighter schedule than ours. Now, here's Toronto. By the way, Toronto has won 5 in a fucking row. Swept their West Coast road trip. I watched these niggas in person at Staples the other night. They're serious. Yeah. So, they just got done beating the brakes off the Lakers. And tonight, they'll be playing the Lakers again, but at home. Then they go on a road 2-game road trip. Tough game road trip. They go to Philly, and then they come to Chicago. Then they go play Cleveland. Go play Indiana. I mean, they play Cleveland at home, Indiana at home, Boston home, and Minnesota at home. Then they go on the road for 1 against Orlando. And then at home, they've got Miami, Atlanta, Philly. And then they got Houston in the season in New York City in the Garden against the Knicks. So there's this. If I had to rank it, we got the toughest. Toronto got the second toughest, and Cleveland's got the easiest. But also, these games that we've got coming up against these two, we need to get the tiebreaker because you never know that that's going to come in. So, what after I named all of these games, how are you feeling? What's your confidence level that when April 11th rolls around, the Bulls be getting ready for their first round matchup and not a play-in game on that same day?
Oh, man. I would love to say that my confidence level is like through the roof. You know, because a couple episodes ago, I said that I was a 10 out of 10, that we would finish top 3 or 4 or whatever it was. Now, you know, since they want to fuck off games and things like that and, you know, just kind of show their true colors, I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm going to say this. We won't be a play-in team. Maybe we won't finish top 4 like we expected, but we will not be a play-in team because if we are, I won't be on the show to talk about it. So it doesn't matter. Yes, when I look at like the Cavs schedule, I look at the Raptors schedule, dog. Like the Cavs schedule is so crazy. It's if we swap places with the Cavs schedule, I say we'll finish second in the East. Period. Like, no question. We have a fucking gauntlet, but we knew this time was coming. We did. And there's really no time to complain. It's really just time to see what these guys are made of. And if you fuck around and end up being a play-in team and you lose, then that means that you didn't deserve any of the things that we said about you. Bears, you know what I mean?
Like I saw somebody tweet the Bears, the Bulls don't deserve this. I'm like, they don't.
Oh no, they do. Game. Yeah, no, they do. They bought this on themselves. Nobody else did this to them. They smoked some games that they were supposed to win, and it's just as simple as that. So when you look back on your seeding, go think about that Sacramento game that you fucked up. Think about the Grizzlies game that you could have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you started to come back and you end up losing that. There's a couple games throughout the season where you're like, yo, you have to win the games that's in front of you. Stop playing with your food, because when it comes later in the season and you get those tough losses, it won't hurt you as bad. You know what I'm saying? Your armor will be up a little bit. It won't hurt you as bad. But, you know, listen, if this team is a playing team, I hope they lose, and I hope they don't make the playoffs. I'm going to say that right now. I'm not rooting for these niggas in the play-in. I'm not. I'm telling y'all right now, you can call me what you want. You can say I'm whatever type of fan, but if they're in a play-in game after the season they had, they deserve to lose, and I will root for them to lose, period. Because fuck that. You know, like, you're not going to give me a play-in after all of this shit. You're not. You're just not, bro. So my confidence level of us being, like, a play-in team, I'm just going to say we're not going to be a play-in team. Now, are we going to finish top four? We're going to need a lot of luck. We're going to need a lot of luck. So I'm going to say we probably end up being the fifth seed at the end of the day.
Okay. My confidence level scale of 1 to 10, them staying out of the play-in. I'm going to say it's a 7. I'm still pretty confident. Still pretty confident that we stay out of play-in. Because, you know,
Scott, I
know
7 is like a 6 for real.
No, I'm in a solid 7. Like, honestly.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
Like, I think, like, a lot of these, yes, these games are tough. No doubt. But if you look at this road trip, right, New Orleans, Cleveland, New York, Washington, all winnable.
Yeah, all no, absolutely. Winnable. Absolutely. It's just all about winnable. What Bulls team are we going to get? That's really my only concern. Exactly. My concern, based on our schedule, don't get it twisted. It's not about the opponents. It's about us. Because I can't control what the opponent's going to do. But us, if we ain't going to show up, the Knicks might as well be, you know, motherfucking the Suns. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Anybody who knows me knows that I am a glass half full type of person, and that's just how I am. So I'm gonna look at it from this perspective. Hey, but they're two out of the play, out of the play-in. Yeah, that's cool. But guess what? They're half game out of fourth place, a game and a half out of third.
Yeah,
2.5 out of second. That's how I prefer to look at it. Now, what I'm saying doesn't affect how these motherfuckers are gonna play, but I'm gonna say they finish in the 5 seed like you do. I think they're gonna finish in 5.
Okay.
I think it would be one of the worst collapses we've ever seen from a Chicago sports team for them to finish in the play-in. And on top of that, Toronto has a very, very tough schedule. And I mean, not very, but yeah, theirs is tough too, you know. But and
yeah, based on their personnel, yes.
Based on their personnel, it's tough. And yes, I know Cleveland's schedule is light. They're going against a lot of mid teams, but guess what? Cleveland's mid. they can lose some of those fucking games. Yeah, and the two most important games are these games against Toronto and Cleveland. You need to win those games so you can have that tiebreaker. Because let me tell you right now, like Mariano said, he's not fucking with these niggas that make the play-in. Look, if we have to host a play-in game against Kyrie Irving and Kevin motherfucking Durant and probably Ben Simmons,
kiss your kids goodnight
in October.
Yeah,
and I know if they lose that game, it doesn't mean they're eliminated. They get to play the winner of probably will be Atlanta or Charlotte, and that game will be at the United Center. But the fact that it will even come to that would disgust me to a level that I would say, you know what? My first place baseball team is back. Fuck y'all.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
So that's what's going to, but I think they're going to be fine. I'm not going to give y'all a record, but I think they'll be fine. I do think they'll finish with fifth. Now, whether or not they win against Boston, Boston just beat the shit out of Golden State last night. That's a whole different conversation. Yeah.
Boston since January? Ooh.
Since January. Now, I will say, Boston's still smelly in the playoffs. When it comes to half-court offense, their half-court offense is just as suspect as ours.
I want to look at the schedule. While you're talking, I want to look at the schedule. When you get done, I'm going to give you a record.
Okay. So, do you want to, instead of previewing, instead of previewing next week's game, you want to just preview these next 13 games?
Yeah, I want to preview the 13, and you don't have to if you don't want to, but I want to give a record. I want to give a number on the record.
I'll give a record too. Fuck it.
Okay, cool. Let's do that. Fuck it. Okay. Let's do that.
So, all right. So, Phoenix tonight. Which is only tonight because we're recording this on Thursday, but you listen to this on Friday. Phoenix tonight.
And we're in Phoenix. L.
In Phoenix, in the sun. That's not only is that an L, I'm probably not even going to watch. It's going to be a Friday night. Friday night.
But you know what? Hold on. Wait. Let me not say that. Let me not
sell yourself.
I am. Because I watched Phoenix lately, and Phoenix has this thing where, like, as long as, like, they'll punch you in the mouth, but if you can punch them back, they're beatable. And since they don't have Chris Paul, well, the other night they was playing against who was that? That was giving them some fits. New Orleans, I think, early when CJ was back, he was and one of them niggas and hitting shots and all this type of shit. He was looking like fuck, you know. They ended up beating him. They ended up beating him. I think that us, if we play them like that, we have the talent to overcome their second and third runs that they make. I'm still gonna say L, but yeah. Fuck it, L. Yeah, we're gonna lose that game.
You said all that to pick L.
Just say we're gonna lose the game, yeah, man.
All that to say L. I'm not sure it's gonna be an L. I will probably not be. I'm probably gonna get these niggas like a quarter to see if they're gonna waste my time, because Friday nights are Friday nights. It's been an extremely long week for me, very busy week for me.
Yeah.
And in the Scott Lewis household, which is a household of myself, it's cheat meal day. So I'm not gonna let these niggas blow my cheat meal day. In the Scott Lewis household, it's cheat meal day. So now I'm making tacos, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want these niggas to blow my mood. But not only do I think I get what you're saying. Like, I understand they hurt. Like, Jay Crowder is gonna be questionable. Of course, we know CP3 is not playing. I don't know about Cam Johnson, but this team is the number one defensive team in the league, and this team has been beating niggas even without Chris Paul, and they've done it to us. So, and we're on the road. This is definitely a loss. Yeah. That's 0-1 for us so far. Now, Monday night at the Madison, at the Madhouse on Madison, against the Toronto Raptors. Big, big, big fucking game. Yeah. I'm going Bulls win.
Dub. Fuck the Raptors.
Dub City. I think we're going to win this game. Every game we've had with Toronto has been extremely close. We're 2-1 against Toronto, if I'm not mistaken. We only got three games. You only play your division four times. So we won. Hold on, let me double check.
Let me go back real quick.
We
won the first one. We the second one got postponed.
Okay.
The third one got postponed. And we won the second one. We lost the third one, so we are 2-1 against them.
2-1
right now, yeah. So this is
right here. So and this is one of the career. We beat them once in Toronto and lost once to them in Toronto. And we actually could have won both. And we came down to we went to
OT the third game.
Yes,
and lost by like seven.
Okay, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. So I think we're gonna win. I think it's a big game for us. We're gonna win this one. And also, I got another prediction on top of that one. This will be Patrick Williams' comeback game. I know that Billy said it's 50-50, but he's gonna be playing this weekend for the Windy City Bulls.
If Pat say he want to play, he coming back.
Yeah, I just don't see them bringing him back in the middle of a road trip. So I'm gonna say Toronto. So
yep,
so we're 1-1 right now. So then we got Milwaukee.
Loss.
Yeah, I'm gonna say loss too, because they just got Brooke Lopez back.
Milwaukee is in playoff form, bro.
What have I been saying?
Yeah,
if y'all been listening to me, ball don't lie. I've been telling Dante all fucking year, they the champs. They don't give a shit.
Until mid March, mid to late March.
Yeah,
this is what they're doing. Is what I've been preaching. What we've been preaching that the Bulls should be doing is dropping those bad habits and getting into playoff mode. But since we haven't been there like that, we don't know what playoff mode is.
But they were like, oh, Milwaukee's the fifth seed. Yeah, they're 2-9, nigga.
That's cool. And that's the thing. A sleeping giant is still a giant. He's just sleeping.
What did Rudy T say? Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
The fucking champ,
the big three is getting the form. Drew is out here making plays.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton's balling. Giannis out here.
And if you beat them, they're the champs.
Yes. Giannis out here wearing Austin 316 shirts. Drinking beer.
You walk in the Best Buy, you're going to see Giannis' face by the headphone shit, bro. Niggas a superstar, man. This is an L.
So I definitely think that's going to be an L.
Yes.
Then we go to New Orleans. It's going to be extremely tough game, but I got us winning.
Dub. Fuck CJ McCollum. Dub.
Yeah. So that's 2-2 record. And we go to Cleveland. Be a tough one. But I'm going with a win. 3-2.
Dog. We're not playing like teams like that. We're not playing with them niggas, man. Knicks, dub.
Dub, nigga. We lose
nigga, to them. You niggas hurt Knicks. Pat Will. Fuck y'all niggas, man.
If you niggas lose to the motherfucking Knicks with the
they hurt Pat Will, dog.
Nigga, I might stop watching them. So that's what 4-2 right there. Then we go to Washington. Dub, nigga.
Dub.
5-2. Okay, well, we getting okay. This is where it gets tough. So last home, stand of the season, play against the Clippers, man. And I am telling you, it's a good chance Paul George will probably be in uniform for this. This is where it gets tough. I'm where you go with this one.
If Paul George is back, I think we'll lose this game because I think that the team will just rally behind him. It'll be some fucking Sports Center great moment, whatever shit. If he's not there, I think they'll be deflated and we'll win. But if he's there, it's a loss.
You know what? I'm saying we're going to win, man. I'm saying we're going to win.
Either way.
And this is coming from a guy who covers
the Clippers. You saying either way we're going to win?
Either way we win.
Okay.
This is coming from a guy who covers the Clippers. I watch this team. I know this team pretty well. Mm-hmm. They're a pretty deep team. But I was in attendance when the Bulls beat the Clippers back in fucking November.
When DeMar
Vooch didn't play that game.
Yep.
Vooch did not play that game. And the Bulls went out there and won, and we'll be at home this time. Mm-hmm. You know, that game felt like a home game, too. But I think we'll win that one. I think we'll win that one, and that'll move us to 5-2? 5-2.
5-2, yeah.
So then we I got a lot of confidence picks coming up here, man. I just want to let y'all niggas know. I'm drinking the Kool-Aid, man. Miami at the crib.
I don't know. Miami is a tricky team because they get it done no matter what. You know, it feels like no matter who's out there, they just win. They're a great, you know, excellent coach team. Like, shout out to Spo. I was just telling my wife this the other day. Like, we was watching a movie or some shit or a show or something. You know, we was talking about just, like, having a conversation got into, like, grinding to get where you want to go or whatever. And I was saying, like, Spo is the perfect example of that because he started off as the fucking, you know, the AV guy, you know, for the Heat. Yeah. This motherfucker got championships now. So I will always give the Miami Heat their proper respect. Spo is proper respect. This game... If we win all those games before this, I can see us kind of coming and losing a close one because of, like, fouls and shit like that to the Heat. So I'm going to say an L to the Heat. If you say a W, you definitely drinking the Kool-Aid.
Fuck it, man. Let's get
the extra sugar in that motherfucker.
We got to beat these niggas eventually, right? We 0-3 against them.
Do we, though?
We got to
beat them. We ain't beat Philly.
Yeah, but Philly, I don't look at Philly the same way I look at Miami either.
Okay, that's fair.
And I value Philly way more than I value Miami. If anybody knows me, I don't really value Philly that high. Like,
All
respect to Miami, but them niggas don't score enough.
Philly look good against us, but against, like, you know, real life shit that's going on, they're nothing in the grand scheme.
I'm gonna go Bulls win. It's gonna be an extremely close game. Might go to overtime.
Okay,
but they're at home. They're gonna start smelling roses. That'll put them at 6-2.
Okay.
Then at home against Milwaukee, we're gonna lose again. I just don't see us beating Milwaukee any point.
Milwaukee. All Milwaukee got to do is step over the fence to get to this game too. You know, they're right there, so it's not
right.
As much as of an away game it is, they're right there. It's just the same, you know, and they're like the champs now too. So it's not like their fans aren't willing to travel a couple of fucking traffic lights to come to the game, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm gonna concede that one as well today.
So that means so far I got them 6-3. You got them 5.
I got them 5-4. Yeah.
Okay, yep. So we got to these last three games at the crib against Boston. I think we lose that one.
This is where I think we win.
Okay.
Because I don't think that Boston. I think we match up. We're a matchup problem for Boston. I think because Boston is like Boston when they get there. Like they lost to the Mavericks the other night, right? Like, they get these wins and shit, but they lost to the Mavericks. Because Boston doesn't do well against, like, true star power.
Yeah,
we have true star power on this team. We may not play like it all the time, but I think for Boston, we'll get up. We'll look at them as, like, real competition, kind of, like, back into a corner here. So I'm going to say that we'll beat Boston. So my record here is what?
We're both
6-4, yeah. With different wins and losses.
With different wins and losses. Yeah. At home against Charlotte, we win that.
W, yeah. It's W. It's Mike. The Hornets are kind of tricky. They get these little, like, you know, these sneaky wins here and there. They've been playing better as of late. I want to say over, like, the last maybe, like, month or two. You know, Miles Bridges is one of my favorite players, best rapper in the league. We know this. Let's not play games. RTBNB, my bad. We're gonna beat them.
So that means we're both 7-4. All right, here's the tiebreaker, man. At Minnesota, I think we lose that one. Minnesota's really, really good, and they're trying to get that 6 seed. And, you know, it's a stat that nobody knows that I found out by watching Bulls post game. Shout out to Kendall Gill and Jason Goff. The Bulls have not won in Minnesota since 2014. February 2014.
Shit.
Niggas did not know that. Almost a decade. And this is a real young team. I like what A-Rod and them boys out there building out there in Minnesota. I'm going with Minnesota, man. I'm going Minnesota for that one. I think we lose that one.
This one is tough only because it's like Minnesota is one of those teams that can either give way too much of a fuck at the last game and like really go all the way out, or they can just come out there and just be like, damn, these niggas got us. You know what I'm saying? Like, even at home, you know, I think even at home with us, if we come out and get a big lead early, we go up 10, 11 points early. I'm not saying it's an insurmountable deficit by any means, but I feel like our momentum might carry us. I'm going to say that we'll win that game in Minnesota because that stat came up. Because I got this thing with stats and shit when they come up. When they say a kicker hasn't missed since fucking 2003, he's going to miss the next kick. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, exactly. Shit like that. Yeah, so, like, with knowing that now, it's like, yeah, we're due. We're due for one there.
So I think we both finished 8-5, right?
Yeah, but just with different...
Just different paths.
It's different, yeah. Now, if we get to the same number...
It don't matter.
I'm cool. Listen, just get to 8-5. Like I said, get to 2-1.
I don't care about 6 sexy wins, nigga. Just fucking win.
That's all. That's it. It's ain't college. Win. I don't need style points. Win the game. You can win every single game by 1 point. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
this has been a great episode. I think this has been the longest episode we've had.
I was just about to say, because we
usually tap out like around the 45 minutes.
Because it'd be cute. It'd be cute episodes. DeMar, yeah, man. Boo. This day is like, no, nigga, we need to holler at you. You always, you know, talk to you like you owe us money and shit, man. You know what I'm saying? For y'all niggas that seen that Genius documentary, you seen when Kanye and them was like, hey, let's go confront them niggas. This our episode. We had to come confront y'all niggas, man. That's it.
Yeah, man. That's, we will never lie to you on a Third Pick podcast. Never. That's what we're here for, man. Never. So hopefully we're sitting here, we're in better moods. Hopefully that's what we're sitting there, man. Yeah, but man. As usual, man, you know to follow us on Twitter at Barb Chess Scott. Man, I don't know. Let them know they can get in tune with you.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, man, at Mariano, 2 N's, 2 O's. I changed my mind, man. I tell y'all, don't hit me for nothing, man. I changed my mind.
For nothing.
Boys piss me off. I'm silencing my notifications. Yeah, don't tell her, don't hit the shit that say notify anyway. I'm a blocker if you do that. You know, at Mariano Bibbins on Instagram. We out here, man. You know what I'm saying? 8-5, dog. 8-5.
8-5, man. Follow the Barber's Chair Network at Barber's Chair Net on Twitter and Instagram. Subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/ Barber's Chair Network. $5 summer session package. $5
pay the five
package. $10 Barber's Chair all access package. You can get the videos for everything, all the Patreon pods and the regular pods, man. I'm not gonna hold you. It's out right now. New episode.
That boy talking.
You know,
that boy talking.
Just doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? Check that out. Yeah, man. We'll be back next week. Hopefully in better moods, man. Let's never get it fucked up. Always go. always. Thick and thin, man. We were watching Denzel Valentine a couple years ago. Man. Y'all Bulls fans would straighten y'all fucking face up, man. We were talking about Christian, the draft.
What's the nigga name? Feliciano and all that shit.
Yeah, Felicio.
Man. Felicio.
We were talking about the draft
the last couple
years, man. Buckle up, man. This is what playoff basketball is about, man. Let's get into it. Yes, we out. We'll holler at y'all niggas next week. Shout out to all our Patreon subscribers who watch this. We fuck with y'all, man. We out.